Today's Monday, March 28, 2022. It's 1400 hours. I'm currently at the Highland Court office. This is Detective Jacob Jenkins, and with me is, can you say your name?
Timothy Lindsay.
Timothy Lindsay. And what is Chandler? I'm sorry. Is that?
It's my middle name.
Middle name. Okay.
It's what my family calls me.
Okay, good. For a second there, I thought I might be talking to the wrong guy. So, really make sure I clarify that. So, you go by Chandler, you go by Tim. What is it?
I went by Tim for the longest time, but my grandfather was named Tim, so my family just called him Chandler.
Okay. What do you want me to call you?
Tim's fine.
Tim, okay. I want to make sure. I don't want you getting mad at me.
No.
All right. So, Tim, the reason that we are here is because, like I briefly told you, there was a complaint at the jail. I got brought on board. Do you know what I'm talking about before I even bring anything up?
I'm assuming so.
Can you tell me what you think that we're here to talk about?
With the whole Officer Washburn coming in whenever he's not supposed to be at work, and Officer Ferrante coming in whenever they're not supposed to be, he's not supposed to be there, and them coming in and hanging out.
Yeah, some of that stuff is part of it. So is there any particular day or anything that's that comes up to your mind that you think's important that as to why we're here? No.
The only thing I know is them coming in when they're not supposed to be there, so.
And how do you know that?
I'm usually there and they're not supposed to be on schedule, and they're not on schedule, and they still show up and just hang out all night. And then usually about the time that people are supposed to be showing up, that's when they leave.
So how long have you been working at the jail? Four or five months, okay. Yeah. And during that time, where do you guys, do you have a schedule that's posted online, or is it like at the office? How do you know your schedule?
It's posted on the bulletin board inside the main office area, like by the front, where the front window is. And
so in the control room?
Yeah.
Okay. And what schedule do you normally work?
I normally work Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
And that's 12 a.m. to 8 a.m.?
Yes.
Okay. And do you work with the same people every day, or is it rotate?
It rotates.
Okay.
So it's either Officer Ferrante or Officer Washburn, and then Officer Shonk's been rotated in there just recently.
So there's two or three of you at all times?
Yeah, normally two now, but everything's going on.
Okay. Well.
But when Officer Shonk was being trained, there was three of us there.
And how long has Shonk been there?
A month.
Okay. A few weeks, a month.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he trained on days for 3 weeks, and then he just moved to nights 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Do you have any kind of concerns as far as whenever you're going to work? Is like, do you find that any work is being put off on you, or that you're doing the majority of anything, or is it pretty even? I mean, be honest with me.
It seems like people like to pull the seniority card a lot.
Yeah.
And especially on third shift, they like to pull it a lot, which doesn't bother me because I like doing the work and I like being there, but it kind of gets annoying whenever people would rather hang out and with their friends when they're not supposed to be there than teach the new people stuff that they don't know.
Sure.
So that's the only thing that bothered me.
Here I've got, I've worked out of jail for a couple years, but I haven't worked at this one. So I really don't know the ins and outs of our jail very well. Okay. This here, I just have this list, and I'll read it off because this recording can't see it. And it says that you guys, your shift from 12 to 8, you do cell checks every 30 minutes. There's a formal count at 12:15, a formal count at 4:15. You guys serve breakfast at 6:30, and I guess you do another count then.
Mm-hmm.
All the inmates are in their cells during the entire shift, with the exception of the porter who can help pass out breakfast. And then the porter can also help with keeping the jail clean. And this is the shift that keeps the jail clean, and the porter can be used to help with that. That seems to me that's the minimum standard of things you guys have to do on your shift.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, with that in mind, is there any other duties that you're doing or on a shift that you can think of? Like, I'll let you look at the list, obviously. Is there anything else that you have to do on a daily basis?
mostly all the shifts do the laundry, so like we just do laundry as needed.
Okay.
And then that's really it. I mean, like, we clean the front control area and the kitchen and stuff like that, but other than that, that's take out the trash.
Okay. And does anybody come back behind? So, like, say it says the jail needs to be cleaned or that that these counts need to be made. Do you know, is there anybody that's going to come back tomorrow or when they come on shift and make sure that your work is done right? Like, did you do the proper counts? Did you clean the jail the right way? Does is there any kind of, I guess, quality control being done?
Like, whenever we do our counts, there's a count right above it. So it's all just basically on one sheet and it's got four counts on it. Mm-hmm. And so usually you match as it goes on whenever you're writing up a new, like, roster, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so that, and then, like, key logs says who has keys when and where.
Okay.
And what set they have, the backup or the mains. And then whenever people do the medicine logs for whenever we pass out medicine, they usually go through and they'll make sure that the person did it before them at okay. the right time.
So you guys have like a medication log you keep too?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't see that in the daily. I'm actually glad you brought that up because I don't see that in the list. And it's probably something that you do and you don't even think about the fact that you do it because it's everyday yeah. stuff you're doing.
Because we get breakfast ready at 6, medicine ready at 6, and then go through, pass out breakfast and medicines at 6:30.
So you kind of do it at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then we'll do all the cell checks and everything at 6, come back, get all the breakfast ready, get all the milk ready, get all the medicine ready, and then we'll go through, pass everything out, we'll cell check at that time, and then whenever we come back, if people refused or they took their medicine, then we'll initial, and then if they refused, just tally it, say that they refused their medicine at that time.
Okay. Is that just kept on a paper log, or you guys keep track of that, like, electronically, or?
Paper log. It's in a okay. binder.
Okay. All right. So, out of all these duties, if I'm the new guy and you're the senior guy trying to put this work off on me, give me an example of what that means.
Usually it's, if there's only two of us there, we both do cell checks. Usually one person will do the west and east side farther down, and then someone will usually do the bullpen, which is upstairs. But the occasional times that it was three of us there, like when Shonk was training, it was put off on just me and Shonk.
Okay.
So that, and then the cleaning, like, I was told that I was allowed to get out of the porter to do the cleaning, the sweeping, the mopping, the waxing of the floors. And when I got the porter out, the other officer usually would just sit in the control room doing whatever they were doing.
So are you following the porter around the jail while he's working? Yeah. Or how does that... Okay, that's how it works. Okay. Now, I know that you say Shonk is training. The other two officers would be Zeb Washburn. Mm-hmm. And the other person is...
Michael Ferrante.
Ferrante. And are you saying that... Is it both of these guys that are pushing work off on you guys, or?
Typically,
okay. I want to bring your attention to a specific day in mind, okay? I'll say there was a complaint that there was, basically you are going around doing all the work. And so is this other person, Shonk. And while that stuff is going on, Ferrante and Washburn are supposed to be in the control room, I guess, watching movies and playing cards. Is that something that's happening?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know how that complaint came about, or?
I know that people have been watching because I brought it up one time of Washburn being there, and they told me that that was not supposed to happen.
You find that's disrupting your work?
Yeah, because they're just in there basically goofing around, playing cards, watching movies when they really should be. I know that it's a very, I don't want to say boring because it's kind of like a, not the best word to use for it. It's very
There's downtime.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing going on. Usually all the inmates are asleep. They don't really need to do anything. You have 30 minutes to just watch the cameras or do whatever else you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the jail is always dirty. There's always people coming in and out of there, so there's always time to clean or do something.
Sure.
And I feel like it's just, they kind of put it off and don't really worry about it.
Okay. What kind of message do you think that sends to you? And to, I guess, not even just you, you've been there, I'd say at this point in your career, 4 or 5 months is actually a long time around here.
Mm-hmm.
So someone who's only been there a couple of weeks, I mean, what kind of message is that sending, right? Yeah. I suppose so. All right, so let's see. I see on specific dates where it says Officer Washburn's coming to work when he's not supposed to. I see that Officer Ferrante is doing the same thing. And I'm guessing, is it just the two of these guys that they're hanging out the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are they doing any work at all?
They'll sit there and, like, watch cameras or, like, whenever breakfast. Usually when breakfast would come around, the opposite person would leave.
Okay.
So then we would do breakfast and do all of our other stuff. But that's usually about the time that people sometimes will start showing up and start noticing it.
Okay.
And so.
Well, do you have any concerns that you're being overworked or taken advantage of?
No, it's more or less of them not teaching us the way that we should be taught.
Okay.
Because there's so much downtime. There's still so much to be taught. And if they're in there goofing around playing cards, watching movies, it's kind of hard to learn anything when you don't even know what you're supposed to be doing.
Sure.
So
what is it that you do? And if I'm supposed to be training you, and this is the jail, and I'm sitting here playing cards, if I'm Zeb or Ferrante, do you feel like you can't approach me to ask me something? Or is it more so, I guess I'm trying to get an understanding of, are you sitting over there wanting to know, what am I supposed to be doing, and I'm refusing to tell you those things, or not giving you the time of day? Or is it, and I don't mean to make it sound like you're scared or anything like that, but is it fear of, or do you fear asking, hey, you know, should I be doing something? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
No, it's more or less of, they are the superior officers on shift, and they should be just teaching us, asking us what we think we need help on.
Right.
Like fingerprinting, bond sheets, like bookends, releases, what happens if someone does do something in a cell or does X, Y, and Z.
So you have unanswered questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And then whenever I do ask questions or Shonk asks questions, we kind of get a hit or miss. A vague answer.
Okay.
So
I'm not going to stop playing cards to show you the answer or show you how to do what you're asking?
Yeah, or it'll be, we'll just wait until like 6:30.
Okay.
7, and I'll show you.
Okay. There was mention of sometimes there's a table that gets brought out. Put in a control room. Do you know anything about that for them playing cards and stuff?
There was a table. Whenever I went to nights, the table was already there. Okay. I don't know who brought it in or where it came from.
Okay.
But it was already there. But they, whenever they did play cards.
Well, I mean, the table's not always set up, right?
Yeah.
It gets folded up and put somewhere.
Yeah.
So where's the table coming from?
It was on the very top shelf because all the vests, the body armor vests, mm-hmm. were in another room, and they all got moved into the control room and stacked on top of the table on top of...
So that's where the table was,
yeah.
Up there? Okay. And so, when you come to work, is the table already set up, or is it set up after you get there?
It usually gets set up after I get there, because I'll get there, and the other officer will get there, and then usually if they come in and hang out with each other, they'll wait until, like, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and then the other one will show up.
Okay. So I guess my question to you is, if it's you and Zeb working right now, it's 12 o'clock, Zeb will help you work until Ferrante gets there?
Yeah, and then if it's just us three, because whenever it was, well, it was me, Shonk, and Ferrante or Zeb, and so it was me and Shonk doing the cell checks and everything else. And then they would just sit in the control room and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no... Because Shonk is still new. He still doesn't know everything. Like, the responses to stuff.
So you find that you're the one teaching Shonk how to do things?
Yeah. And I don't even know what I'm doing, really. I don't fully know what I'm doing.
Well, it takes a long time before you... I mean, you really learn it and master it. So I get that. And I appreciate you stepping up and trying to help. I really do. I don't work there, but I know what it's like to work there.
Mm-hmm.
And I do appreciate it because younger guys, newer guys, they definitely need that help. So that's good of you to step up and take on that role. Do you have anything else, man, that you think that's important, that you think is a concern, something that you need me to hear? No. Okay. All right. I guess I do have this question for you. They're playing cards, they're watching movies. They're playing with like a deck of cards?
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that's kept at the jail, or are they bringing it in, do you know?
No, it's just kept at the jail.
It's kept at the jail?
Inmates can play whatever the counting, like the cards is, like you get the seven rows or whatever. Inmates will sit there and play that, or they'll play cards while they're in the day room, just during the day.
So they get the cards from the inmates then?
There's a stack of them, like, just miscellaneous around the place.
Okay.
So they normally just grab a set.
And the movies that they're watching, is this, like, on their phones, tablets, computers? How are they watching these movies?
Their phones, the computer that sits in the corner of the office.
Okay.
So not the one that runs all the cameras, but the one that just sits over.
Plugging in a disc and watching a movie like that?
No, they just, like, look up Netflix on the computer or...
Okay.
Whatever they watch it on.
Okay. Well, Tim, I appreciate your time. That is going to be it. It's 14:17 hours.